This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. So I realized that I hadn't actually finished off the last shiur related to making Friday into Erev Shabbos. And therefore, we just want to finish off and talk about two aspects of tasting food on Erev Shabbos. We've spoken about different aspects of it in previous weeks. But there's one that, well, there are two aspects we haven't quite spoken about, and that is, what brachas, if you taste the food, do you make brachas on tasting food? You just want to have a little taste to put on your tongue just to see if the chicken soup or the chulent or whatever is good. Do you make a bracha on it, number one? And number two, do you have to wait after you have something? So you want to have a coffee before Shabbos, but you want to taste the chicken soup before that. How does that work? So that's what we'll explore tonight, Mr. Hashem. So, if you take a look at the last page, this is the final page on the handout. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com and I'll send you the handout. The starting point is a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Erech Chaim, Simen Reish Yud Sif Beis, Hatoyem Es HaTavshil. The Mechab brings two opinions. The first opinion is, someone who tastes some food, Ein Tzorech Levarech Adrevius. If he has a small amount, ad revius, he does not actually need to make a bracha. Va'afilu imhu boilei. Even if he swallows the food, he doesn't need to make a bracha. That's the first opinion. V'yesh imrim, a second opinion. She'imhu boilei ta'on bracha. But if he swallows it, he does need a bracha. V'loi potre esatoyem el k'shechozo poilet. They only exempt a person from making a bracha if he spits out that food. And even then, if he spits out, he can taste quite a bit. But if he spits it out, then he wouldn't need a bracha. Okay, so two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Number one is you don't need to make a bracha, even if you swallow the food. And the second opinion is that if you swallow it, you do need to make a bracha. What do we do? Says the Ramah, Hagav, Sofik brachas lahakel. That if you're in doubt, Sofik brachas lahakel, we always err on the side of caution. That's what the Ramah says. Now, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah just to get some detail on all of the above. Sahatoy. So says the Mishnah Berurah on the first opinion brought in the Shulchan Aruch that Ein Tzarech Levarech, you don't need to make a bracha even if you swallow it. Because even though you're not allowed to get benefit from this world below bracha without making a bracha, afilu kol shu, even a small amount. So you can have the tiniest amount of food, you still need to ordinarily make a bracha, bein ba'achila, bein b'shtia, whether you're eating, whether you're drinking. So how come the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is ein tzarich levarich? Hainu, that is, k'shemechavan lechol v'lishtos. That's when you intend to eat or to drink. So if you intend to have even a small amount, you need to make a bracha. Aval hacha, but here, when you're merely tasting, she'ein kavnos el litoim leidaim tzarech melech itavlin, to know whether or not this food needs some salt or some spices, ein tzarech bracha lo lefanev lo lachareho. So that's the explanation of the Shulchan Aruch, of the first opinion, that you would not need to make a bracha before and certainly afterwards. That's the first opinion. Then the Yesh Omrim, that if you swallow it, you do need to make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes Zayin, Afilu b'kol shu, even if you have a small amount which you swallow, kiven sheyesh lo hinas meyov, because at the end of the day you're getting benefit. If you're swallowing the food, there's hanas meyov. Your stomach is sort of feeling a little bit fuller, and therefore you would need to make a bracha. And unless, said the second opinion, that you actually spit it out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Zayin, Kashechayzo Pilot, De Bezeh Hitiru Kashechanos Rak Letiima Ba'alma. Because if it's for just a taste, Kivin She'ena Rak Hanos Hacheich, there's only sort of a little benefit on your throat, on your palate. Me'atav Shashatom Ha'meyachal Shalas, Va'usin Shanosim Esef Shekarin Tabak. Interesting. A related halacha. Those people, and again, Mishnah Berurah is writing 100 years ago or so, those people who put Esef Shekarin Tabak, right, that's tobacco. L'toich shveferes, they put it in some form of pipe or a cigarette. And he's describing smoking. They put it in some sort of tube and they smoke and they put it, you know, they set it alight and they smoke and they try and they whatever smoking is. But is that considered swallowing it or not? How do you define that? And the Achronim conclude you do not make a bracha on smoking. Interestingly, it's inhaling, but it's not considered ingesting it in any way. It's nothing of substance. That separately, in another sefer, the Chofetz Chaim writes in Zecher LeMiriam, he talks, I mean, it's astonishing really, because he writes this 100 years ago. Chofetz Chaim died in 1933. And the Mishnah Berurah was written, you know, from 1908 to over a period of many years. But this is 100 plus years. I don't know when Zecher LeMiriam was written. But he writes there that aside from the health concerns, which in those days was very unknown, aside from the health concerns, there's other concerns of Bittul Torah. And I think he's referring to Eistam, you know, if you're standing outside the Beis Medrash smoking, that's Bittul Torah. But also, you know, going to the store to buy the cigarettes. Or I think he describes the rolling of the cigarettes. You know, it's quite a business. You've got to take a little bit of paper and you put the tobacco. It's quite a filthy business. But you see people rolling their cigarettes. He said it's Bittul Torah. So anyway, that's just an aside. So either way, you don't make a bracha on smoking. Now, next one, Sifutres. If you just taste it for a child, you want to just see if it's too hot or whatever, then you don't need a bracha. Now, the remark concludes, V'sofik brachas lahakel. Says the Mishnah Berurah on that. Hainu, ba'afidu im hubolea lo yivorech, kimen she'en kavnos lachila. And sofik brachas, you are mekel, and therefore, although there are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you make a bracha or not, sofik brachas lahakel, you are lenient, and therefore you do not make a bracha on tasting food, kimen she'en kavnos lachila, because you're not really intending to eat it. For kesvar harishayin, like the first opinion, is not to make a bracha at all. V'hine, ha-Magen Avraham chelek al ha-Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham actually argues with the Shulchan Aruch. V'harumah, v'svirilei, and the Magen Avraham says, d'bebelei l'kul amachai v'varech. If you swallow the food, then for sure you need to make a bracha. Aval kam achronim yichlitu in psak harumah. However, many achronim concur with the Ramah. Du sofek bracha, it's a sofek, v'lo yivarech lechatchila, v'lo yivarech, comma. The best eitzah is, and this applies to our Erev Shabbos situation, and that is that a person should have in mind that he's going to swallow the food, and I'm going to get enjoyment out of it. So I'm going to put my spoon into the chulent, and I'm going to get some sort of hana from this spoon of food. And if I'm going to get hana, then for sure you need to make a bracha. So, in short, do you need to make a bracha according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch presents two opinions. The Ramah says, Sofik brachas lahakel, and therefore we would not make a bracha. However, lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah says, have intention to enjoy the food, to enjoy your spoon of chicken soup or chulent or whatever you're eating, and then you would need to make a bracha. In addition to that, the Kaf HaChaim in the next box says, HaTomes HaTavsha Be'er Shabbos Mishnah Tameh HaChaim Zochu. If your intention is to fulfill the mitzvah of Tameh HaChaim Zochu, which we've spoken about in previous weeks, that's one of the inyanim, to eat the food on Erev Shabbos, to check that it's spicy and tasty, and it's part of Oneg Shabbos, and to avoid Shalom Bayis problems, and to avoid Chil Shabbos problems, and all the reasons we've given in previous Shurim. Kosav HaKaf HaChaim, Shechayev Levorich, Sheharivat HaMitzchavim Lechol. If you're doing this in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Toya Meho Chaim Zochu, then he said, for sure you're going to make a bracha because your kavona is to eat it. Then you would need to make a bracha. So the best suggestion is to actually intend to get some sort of hana, and then you would make a bracha. Okay, what about waiting? Are you allowed a milchik coffee after you've tasted a bit of the chicken soup? So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Pei Tes, this is in Yeridea, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, Haloyes letinek sorech lahamtin. If you chew food for a child, you know, you want to sort of liquidize it, so you take a bit of meat and you chew it and you soften it up and then you can give it to the child, sorech lahamtin. You need to wait. You are fleshik, you are meaty, and therefore you need to wait. Says the Darki Tshuva, Miu, dafka loyes. That's only if you actually chew it. You're grinding it and you're chewing it. You're making it into smaller or more liquidy. But if you don't chew it, rak tam bil shayna, you merely put it on your tongue to see if it's too hot, or you can tell if it's too spicy or whatever, or polat miyad, and then you spit it out straight away, then ain't soich lahamtin lukula amma, then you wouldn't need to wait. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch, sure, the Aruch HaShulchan, I mean, Vada, in the next line, Demisha Toem Tavshel Shabbos, if someone eats some fleishik, some meaty food, Vadai Eina Klum, Ve'ein Tzorech Lahamdin, as per the Darkei Tshuva, or Mikol Mokom Kinuach V'Hadocha Tzorech. You would need to just wipe your mouth out and to have a rinse. So, for example, you take a cracker and you take a glass of water, a glass of orange juice or something, and then you're good to go. So, just to summarize, when it comes to brachas on food, there's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah, the Ramah says, Sofik brachas lahaka, not to make a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, the best solution is to have kavona, to have hana, and then, lukula alma, you would make a bracha, especially in light of that kafachayim. What about waiting? Do you become meaty? So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you properly chew them for the food, then you would become meaty. And if, however, you merely put it on your tongue, then you don't. But as the Aruch HaShulchan says, you would need to do kinuach nadacha. So before, after you've tasted the chicken soup and you just put it on your tongue and you just spit it out, then all you would need to do is to have a cracker or something and a glass of water or any other liquid, and then you would be able to have milchik straight away. Just one final point, and that is, you know, I put at the bottom there, turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. That was sort of the title of this sort of mini-series. And just a few eitzes. A few eitzes that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky famously says that, you know, Jews of the early 20th century, when they came from Eastern Europe to America, their battle was Shabbos. Are they going to lose, you know, people would lose their jobs from week to week. If they didn't come, if you're not here tomorrow morning, then don't bother coming back on Monday morning. And that was a tremendous nisoyan that we can't really identify with. But Rabbi Yaakov famously says that the challenge nowadays is not so much Shabbos, but is Erev Shabbos. Because life has become so hectic, we rush home just a few minutes before Shabbos, we jump in the shower, we rush to shul. But Erev Shabbos is a very special time. And to feel the Shabbos and to anticipate it, it's Shomer Shabbos. Shomer Shabbos can also mean, as opposed to not only just keeping Shabbos, but to anticipate Shabbos. For Oviv Shomar es Hadovo. And there are different ways of doing it. So one is just very strategic, to just plan early. And that is, you know, you've got errands to do Friday, try and do them on Thursday, the dry cleaning and the picking up and the cooking and the errands and whatever it may be. And other aspects is little things, you know, an Erev Shabbos playlist. Yeah, to have nice music in the house, an Erev Shabbos, that works. Undertaking going to the, you know, for a man to go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, learning half an hour before Shabbos, to sit down with the coffee and to the Shnai Mikra, to Halacha, to the Torah for Shabbos, the Ul Parsha app, whatever it may be. But getting into the feeling of Shabbos and turning Friday into Erev Shabbos is something which is a challenge for our generation, but it's something which is highly rewarding. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.